Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, May 18th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Breaking news for you out of Lakeland this morning. Michael Shane Den Jr., 29 of Lakeland, was arrested early this morning in Mulberry after he shot and killed a man Monday night, the 17th, during an altercation involving a towed vehicle. On Monday, May 17th at approximately 6:15 p.m., Polk County Sheriff's deputies and Polk County Fire Rescue responded to 1330 Virginia Street in Mulberry in reference to a shooting. Upon arrival, the victim was located lying in the front yard of the business, Strap Transport Towing and Recovery, with an apparent gunshot wound to the head. A second victim was located lying in the front yard of the same business with apparent injuries from being struck by a vehicle. Both victims were transported to Lakeland Regional Health by fire rescue. Medical staff at Lakeland Regional Health declared the gunshot victim deceased at 6:59 p.m. The second victim is currently being treated at Lakeland Regional Health and is in stable condition. Based on the interviews and investigation, it was determined the suspect committed the criminal offense of second-degree murder when the suspect intentionally discharged a firearm at the victim as the victim ran away, striking the victim in the head, which resulted in the victim's death. Local events. Do you have a teen driver or a child who will soon be a teen driver? The Wauchula Police Department will be hosting a teen driving education class on Saturday, May 22nd from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. If you're interested, please RSVP with Lieutenant T. Fort at 863-773-3265, or you can email tfort@wauchulapolice.com. And Hardy District Schools and the Early Learning Coalition of Florida's Heartland will have their summer voluntary pre-K program, and you can register for free by going to elcfloridasheartland.org. For questions, you can call 941-255-1650. That's 941-255-1650. Your jobs here in the area: Cobb Site Development is looking for an assistant project manager. 1 year of project management and construction experience are preferred. Citizens Bank and Trust is looking for a teller. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of banking and cash handling experience are preferred. And Ashley Furniture is looking for a warehouse associate. A high school diploma or GED and English fluency are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles or moving any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father.
First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your weather conditions, mostly cloudy, temperature 81 degrees Fahrenheit with the dew point at 65, relative humidity 58%, the heat index is 83, winds from the east at 18, gusting to 26 miles per hour, visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.18 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:05 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Boaters, use caution on area lakes. Today, mostly sunny this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Windy with highs in the upper 80s. East winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 60s. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Windy with highs in the mid 80s. East winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 and a 20% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy and windy. Lows in the upper 60s. East winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Diminishing to around 10 miles an hour after midnight. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Biden's plan to conserve 30% of U.S. land and water by 2030 includes a potential impact on agriculture. As reported by AgWeb.com, the America the Beautiful plan is a 10-year, locally led and voluntary nationwide effort. Currently, nearly 26% of coastal waters are conserved, but only 12% of U.S. land is considered conserved. To reach the 30% target, it will take adding an additional area twice the size of Texas, over 440 million acres. In 2020, the federal government provided assistance to farm operations that experienced pandemic-related losses in the forms of loans from the Paycheck Protection Program and payments from the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Massachusetts received the largest share of aid relative to the state's 2019 value production at 12.2%. California, which had the highest value of ag production in 2019, received the largest total amount of aid at $3.1 billion. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is pleased with Mexico's decision to extend the deadline for U.S. organic exports. Last week, Mexico's Ag Secretary extended the deadline to December 31st for U.S. organic exports to be certified by its organic products law. Vilsack says that means U.S. certified organic export products can continue through the end of the year. He says this is another important step for American agriculture and for maintaining positive relations between the U.S. and Mexico.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. As first reported from the Miami Herald, algae blooms in Lake Okeechobee are once again threatening local communities, as engineers and local Florida governments are fighting to control the algae outbreak. The algae blooms are caused by increasing water temperatures in bodies of water with high nutrient levels. Some experts say pollution into Lake Okeechobee is from fertilizer runoff from local farms, while others say it is also from local communities. With the red algae blooms Florida saw in 2018, high rainfall leads to discharge from Lake Okeechobee, which released the blooms into rivers and streams and eventually the Gulf of Mexico. A large portion of the watershed of Lake Okeechobee leads to the Florida Everglades. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers currently manages lake waters, but has to consider a multitude of options for reducing blooms. They have to consider the need to send water south for Everglades restoration and the guarantee of sufficient supplies for farming while also managing flood protection structures such as multiple dikes around the lake. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been under pressure to issue emergency orders for the situation, but has issued statements backing the Army Corps of Engineers handling the crisis. The water fight in southern Florida has been going on for decades at this point, with multiple projects being started addressing the aging dikes around the lake, as well as reducing fertilizer runoff. One thing is for certain, all parties need to reduce their environmental footprint if both Lake Okeechobee and the Florida Everglades are going to remain healthy.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey guys, my name is Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened higher this morning before the benchmarks turned mixed at mid-morning. Housing starts tumbled 9.5% last month. It was a far steeper decline than the 2.2% drop that economists had been expecting. Walmart blew past Wall Street projections in the first quarter. Sales at stores opened at least a year rose 6%. Online sales up 37%. Walmart CEO says our optimism is higher than it was at the beginning of the year. Customers clearly want to get out and shop. Macy's emerged from an unprecedented year with a surprising swing back into the profit column, and it has boosted its guidance for all of 2021. An overcharged housing market keeping the aisles full at Home Depot, the company reporting sales exceeding Wall Street expectations in the first quarter. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. In first-round NHL playoff openers Monday, Nathan MacKinnon scored the tie-breaking goal 30 seconds into the third period and wrapped it up with an empty netter as the Colorado Avalanche beat St. Louis 4-1 Monday night in Game 1 of their series. Jordan Staal scored twice as Carolina over their first-round series, defeating Nashville 5-2. Brad Marchand scored 39 seconds into overtime with the Boston Bruins rally to beat Washington 4-3 last night, tying the East Division first-round playoff series at a game apiece. Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy.
I thought we were the better team tonight. We're full value for the win. You know, the guys that have been here understood the urgency of this game. And listen, we had to play better. I think it was asked that question, what's more important? We had to play better. We did.
There are three more playoff games tonight. The NBA's new play-in tournament will tip off this evening. In the America League, Angels star Mike Trout exited Monday night's game against Cleveland after the first inning because of a strained right calf. The Angels went on to beat the Indians 7-4 as Shohei Ohtani belted out his Major League leading 13th homer. This is SRN Sports. Texas snapped a six-game skid, beating New York 5-2. Garrett Cole, the losing pitcher, issued his first walk in more than a month, but the Yankees ace set the Major League record for most consecutive strikeouts without a walk at 60, breaking a mark Corbin Burns of the Milwaukee Brewers had set just last week. The Chicago White Sox clobbered Minnesota 16-4. It was Detroit 4-1 over Seattle. In the National League, Chicago beat Washington 7-3 after helping the Cubs to a World Series title. John Lester returned to Wrigley Field Monday as the losing pitcher. Lester says it was weird going against his old teammates.
You're just different, man. Like, you're pitching against your buddies. You're pitching against guys that you've grinded with for a lot of years.
San Francisco doubled up Cincinnati 6-3. It was the New York Mets 3-1 over Atlanta. The LA Dodgers 3, Arizona 1. San Diego clobbered Colorado 7-0. The best players in the world are bound for South Carolina to compete in the second major championship of the golf season. Practice for the PGA Championship, which tees off Thursday, began Monday. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: E.T.'s mother probably asked him, "Where on earth have you been?" when he got home. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.